Today on Noteworthy Networks, we have Drew Gaynor. In his own words, Drew is driven to succeed by a desire to impact as many people as possible. He has seen great success as a managing director and wealth management advisor at Northwestern Mutual and continues to grow in the industry. Drew, of course, is an alumnus of UCA's class of 2010, having earned his Bachelor of Business Administration degree in finance. He and his wife, Lauren, love to give back by staying philanthropically involved. Drew also has two boys, Grayson and Davis. With that, I would like to welcome you on today, Drew.
Thank you. Glad to be here. I appreciate the invite so
yes.
much.
Yes. All right. So we're going to go ahead and jump right into the first question of when did you first become passionate about finance and wealth management advising?
You know, that's a great question. I think if I were to be intentional in answering that and not just give you the superficial answer, it was probably when I was a kid. And what I mean by that is, so I grew up in Honduras in Central America, and I always noticed that money, and in our case, the lack of money, dictated the emotions and dictated how we all felt as a family. And I really didn't like that. So I knew that if I could, you know, learn more about money, learn more about how money can be used for good rather than just bad, I knew that it would help me in life. So I was given the opportunity to start in financial planning at Northwestern Mutual. And, you know, it allowed for me to even deepen that passion by seeing it directly, seeing the help and the good that money can do for other individuals. So, but to answer the question, I probably started at a younger age, and I knew that I wanted to be in the finance world in some sort of role, and you know, just very blessed that I was able to find Northwestern Mutual, or that they found me. So,
okay. So beginning your career, you started out at Northwestern Mutual and then you kind of just grown over the years. So how long then has it been since you've been at Northwestern Mutual?
Yeah. So I was an intern at Northwestern Mutual. So I've been with Northwestern Mutual a little over 11 years. And so I started, you know, I was taking my 4,000 level senior classes at the College of Business, and I got the internship program and just have made my way to where I'm at today. And so 11 years now.
Okay. So tell me a little bit about what Northwestern Mutual does.
Yeah. So we do financial planning. We help families, we help businesses make sure that they have the appropriate long-term financial plan in place. So we focus on not just accumulation of wealth strategies, but also making sure that there's a rock solid distribution strategy in place that allows for the dreams of these families and businesses to come to reality. So we help individuals in all aspects of their finances. You know, some of the things that are most familiar with people are, you know, we manage money. So that's one of the things that we do. And then we also put risk management products in place to make sure that money stays with the family or the business. So that in a nutshell, that's what we do here. We, you know, we get to serve a lot of amazing businesses all over the state of Arkansas and the country. And also we get to, you know, serve a lot of families, and we're excited to have that opportunity and also excited to partner with a company like Northwestern Mutual, you know, Fortune 100 firm that has been doing the right thing for over 170 years. So very, very cool opportunity for us.
Yeah. So I was going to say, like, how large is Northwestern Mutual? Because you said they're in Arkansas and then also across the country. How big of a company is it, I guess, nationwide? And then how big is just like your certain sector?
Yeah, absolutely. So our company is very big. So we're like I said, a Fortune 100 company. So we have, you know, over $500 billion in assets that are portfolio managed. And then, you know, I think it's $1.5 trillion of client assets under management. So we're a very large broker dealer and also a very large insurance company. I think, you know, nationwide, we probably have a little under 8,000 wealth management or financial advisors. And then here locally in Conway, Arkansas, we have a team of about 30 people, and that is comprised of financial advisors, interns, a lot of them from UCA, Brianne, and then also our support staff that, you know, includes operations, financial analysts, portfolio managers. So there's a very solid group of people that that help us achieve the growth and help us serve our clients to the best of our abilities.
Yeah. All right. So then with your team, what kind of education, training, or background does working at Northwestern Mutual require?
Yeah. So we're very fortunate that the company invests quite a bit in us at the beginning. So we're a company that goes all out. They give us, you know, all the trainings and tools necessary to, you know, pass the required exams, you know, the insurance exams, the investment licensing with FINRA, so SIE, Series 7, Series 65, Series 66, 63. You know, we have a development program in place for our advisors and our teammates to also participate in the curriculum to become certified financial planners and also gain other designations. So very, very fortunate that is laid out for us in a clear manner, and they support us financially to get that done. Now, when it comes to a background, you know, we all come from different walks of life. So there's individuals here that do have finance degrees, business degrees, or come from the College of Business. And then there are other individuals that, you know, might have changed their mind later in life and might have another, you know, political science degree of some sort, but they become very successful because we are able to, through training at Northwestern Mutual, give them the necessary tools to be able to not just learn, but to be able to learn at a high level and in turn use that learning to serve their clients. So there's not a one size for all path, if you will, to become a financial advisor or become part of our team. We're a fast growing company here in Conway. And, you know, with that opportunity also comes the need to add valuable teammates. So we're always looking to add great talent to our team. And I think it's more of a fit to culture than it is a, tell me what your resume, tell me what the past is, because yes, the past will dictate behaviors, but it's not going to really dictate exactly the outcome of the future. So we want to make sure that we learn about the person, we share our values with them, and hopefully we're a fit for each other. So our interview process, if you will, is called a mutual interview process. So a mutual fit. And that's because we want to make sure, Brianne, that it is understood that we are engaging in a partnership. At what level, that's to be determined. But if we're going to engage with an individual to be part of our team, we want to make sure that they also have the power to choose. It's not just all on this side of the desk. So,
yeah. So two follow-up questions with that. With those certifications that you receive that Northwestern Mutual helps you get, are those things that you have to continuously get again, or do they stay up to date? How does that work? And then also you mentioned your values a little bit. So I wanted you to share a couple of those.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll start with the first question. Yeah, we have to continue our education. So we have to do CE. So depending on what qualifications and designations you hold, there's a certain CE curriculum that's required for those. So we're always, everyone in the firm is required to do CE training. But furthermore, we go a little bit deeper than that, Brianne. We make sure that, you know, we have weekly training, we have monthly trainings as an entire firm. And we do that to make sure that we are in tune with the landscape and the environment of the finance world, because you know, as you know, it is ever changing. Tax laws are changing. There's new rules being updated. So we want to make sure that we as an entire firm are up to date and that we are always doing the right thing for our clients. So
yeah.
The second question, value. So our biggest value is trust, Rianne. We want to make sure that we have a team that we can trust, and we have a team that can trust each other mutually. And that is something that has allowed for other things to continue to grow. And that's communication. That's, doing the right thing. That's being great fiduciaries for our client. So that's probably the biggest value that I would say. Hey, trust is something that's important to us. Another value that's very important to us is personal responsibility. We embrace do whatever it takes to get the job done right. And one of the key words there in that phrase is right, is the last one. Mm-hmm. It's we don't engage in just doing whatever it takes to get the job done. We want to do whatever it takes to get the job done right. And I actually learned that at UCA. I was part of an organization that taught us that and instilled that in us. And I still carry that with me to this day. And it's something that I'm fortunate to instill in our firm and other firms that I get to coach and mentor.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. So you did mention that you do have interns at Northwestern Mutual. Can you speak a little bit about if those internships are paid and unpaid, and the types of internships that you have? And then how would a student go about preparing for and applying for an internship at Northwestern Mutual?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think internships are great exposure mm-hmm. to, what you want to do in life. And I would urge everyone to go apply for an internship program, regardless of the firm. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, I'm very biased, and I know our firm is amazing, and the people that I get to work with are phenomenal. So I would urge you to also consider Northwestern Mutual. The internship programs that we have, so number one is our financial advisor internship program. That is a program where you get exposed to understanding a financial plan. You get training. It is a paid internship, Ryan, and it's an internship that's a lot of fun. We locally in our office here in Conway, we really work hard to make that a very unique experience for our interns, because we know that we're not going to hire all the interns, right? We know that there's every intern that walks through is not going to be a fit, but the goal and the intent of the internship is to make sure that they have a very positive experience that in turn will allow for them to be better off in life because of it. Hopefully we can teach them one or two things regarding financial planning that they can take and utilize in their own life down the road. So that's one of the internships. We also have open internships regarding marketing. We have operations internships. Those are probably the three main ones. And when it comes to preparation for it, I would always do research on the company. I would do research on the people. I would do my best to get exposed to how they engage with the community. So if you know that they're sponsoring an event and it's public knowledge that they're sponsoring an event, and if that event is public, go to that event. Make sure that you are at that event, that you experience that firm, potentially even prior to that interview process. So that's one thing. So do your research. And then I would tell you, ask really good questions. Make sure that you prepare ahead of time. Ask really good questions, because if you think that you're just going to show up and somebody's going to give you exactly what it is that you want and you haven't even prepared, you're probably going to have a tough awakening, and you'll note, number one, that you're probably not going to be experienced well by that employer. And a lot of times we always talk about impressions. People always talk about first impressions, the first 20 seconds of connecting with an individual. Well, that's because they are experiencing you in a certain way. And Rianne, I don't know about you, but I want to make sure that I control how I'm being experienced to the best of my abilities. And to control how you're experienced, you have to prepare. So I would urge all the students out there to make sure that they prepare. that they ask really good questions, that they ask about the interviewer's experience of the firm. That's something that shows that you are prepared, that you're taking this time serious. So
yeah, great advice. All right. So you mentioned a little bit about the hiring process as far as interviews go. Can you speak more on the hiring process? Is it usually, I mean, I'm sure it's probably different for like an internship position versus an entry-level financial advisor, what that hiring process looks like.
Yeah. So I would tell you everyone's different, but our process, so we have a new advisor development program. And through our development program, we typically will have 3 to 4 interviews, depending on, you know, the information gathered and the amount of time that we're able to meet with an individual. So for an advisor, that's the process. For an internship, it's typically two, maybe 3 conversations, just to make sure that, you know, they understand the commitment level that we expect, and that that we answer any questions that they might have regarding what experience they are to have while being a part of the firm. So that's typically it. We use a lot of hiring tools. Our favorite one is called the Culture Index. So we partner with that company to not create a pass or fail type of personality test, Brianne, but just one that can tell us what are their traits and what's important to them. And we find that Culture Index is very accurate to us, or for us. So.
Yeah. So with that Culture Index, do you have any of your current employees take that? Or I know you had mentioned that you had weekly trainings, monthly trainings. I didn't know if that was also something that you guys also participated in.
Without a doubt. Absolutely. As you know, being a part of a team, always change. There's always change present, right? We add new people. It's a brand new team. So we know that we have to stay fresh in communicating. We have to stay fresh in understanding, what's important to our teammates, what's important to the firm. So yeah, we always use those things to be able to communicate better, to best understand how to work together to the common goal. And at the end of the day, we exist, Brianne, to serve our clients. So we wouldn't be in existence if it wasn't for the trust that our clients and these families and businesses put in us. So we want to get better for them. We want to be able to, as a team, go in the same direction, and that direction is growth. So.
Yeah. All right. Can you share some resume best practices that you like to see when reviewing candidates for positions at Northwestern Mutual?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say one of the things that I know is, how are you involved? How are you involved? So that's probably one of the things that stands out the most to me. Second is I always ask, hey, what opportunities have you had to demonstrate leadership? So I would say, if you have an opportunity to demonstrate leadership, it doesn't matter. You don't have to be, the president of student government or something like that to demonstrate leadership. There are leadership opportunities all around us on a daily basis. So just take note of those things and do your best to capture those in a resume. So stylistically, Brianne, there's not one resume that stands out. We really focus on the individual. And once again, I'll repeat it, we focus on how we experience them. And that to us is really important, because if you think about it, that's how they're going to show up to the marketplace. So it's really important for us to audit the way that they're experienced, to make sure that it's in alignment with how we want to be represented as a firm. So,
yeah. So do you have any kind of don'ts when it comes to making resumes? I know that you said that they need to do their research and that they need to have like leadership experiences that they've done under their belt. Do you have any kind of don'ts or turnoffs when it comes to resumes?
Yeah, I think my biggest one, Brianne, is don't let the resume do all the talking. So it should be a highlight of what you've done to date, but it should not be what defines you. Does that make sense? For me is, don't overwhelm the interviewer with a resume that's too complex and too, like, what does this even mean, right? So that's probably what I would tell you is don't overwhelm through the resume. Make sure that the resume is a summary of what you've done so far. Now, I would tell you, don't be afraid to brag on yourself, because if you don't brag on yourself, nobody's going to brag on for you. So make sure that you do that. But practice that. There's a tactful way of bragging on yourself in an interview. Make sure that you practice that and don't come guns blazing where you're going to, not be experienced the way that you want to be experienced. So,
yeah. What tips can you give new graduates on networking?
So one of the biggest tips is connect with someone daily. Do your best to connect with people. And when you connect with somebody, don't connect to get something in return immediate. Connect to add value. Connect to enhance their lives if you can. It could be by just saying thank you, right? If you're at an event and the speaker does something that you can connect to, go tell them that. Hey, Mr. Speaker, you said this and it really resonated with me. I just want to let you know, my name is Drew Gaynor and thank you so much for speaking here. I'm going to do my best to connect at a later date, and send them an email, right? Or find them on social media, on LinkedIn, and share your information, share your passions. Don't be afraid to start conversation. The most successful people will make time, Brianne. They will make time. Don't think that somebody, I get to work for those people, right? For successful entrepreneurs, successful family, successful businesses, and they will make the time for somebody because somebody gave them the time at the beginning. And they remember that. It stands out. I remember the opportunities that I was given day one, and I want to make sure that I reciprocate that to future generations. So connect with somebody daily. Be intentional in reaching out to them on whatever medium you choose to use, email, social media, or any other professional network. And then number two, never be afraid of connecting with bigger thinking people. They might not seem to be a match for you today, but I promise you that, as we've all read, you're the average of the five people that you spend the most time with. So hopefully you'll get to spend more time with them and therefore your average will grow. So those are some of the things that I would tell you around connecting.
Yeah. All right. Who has been your biggest supporter or mentor or role model over the course of your career?
So I'm very lucky, Brianne, that I've had several. I was brought up by an individual by the name of Raymond Bertassi. Raymond was my managing director from day one, and he taught me so much about just business in general. And he's been an incredible mentor of mine. Also, I've been brought up by an individual named Jim Meeks. He's my managing partner, and he's been with Northwestern Mutual for a very long time and a very successful individual. So those are two of my mentors. Now, I will tell you this. I do have, outside of the business, there are individuals that sit on my board of advisors. And one that stands out the most, his name is Jim Rankin. He's an individual that has always given me the time of day. He's a very successful entrepreneur and real estate developer in our community. And he has always guided me in the right direction and taught me so much in the entrepreneurial space that it's allowed for me to not just think bigger and be exposed to bigger thinking, but it's allowed for me to, take bigger steps in my own journey of leadership, mentorship, and entrepreneurship. So those are three of the individuals that stand out the most, Brianne.
Yeah. All right. What advice would you give to someone pursuing a career path similar to your own?
I would say don't be your own enemy. A lot of times I find that the mental capacity of an individual is really what dictates their opportunity for success and growth. So I would tell you, acknowledge that from day one. Acknowledge, what are you feeding your mind? Who are you surrounding yourself? Understand that if there's negative people around you, what are their intentions around their negativity? There's a lot of times I find, Brianne, that in my world or from what I've experienced is you know, people like our parents, right? If they haven't experienced, you know, something or bigger thinking, then it might shut them off. It might say, okay, hey, you know, a career in commission, for example, a career in entrepreneurship might not be for you. Well, they don't say that because they don't believe in you. A lot of people will say that to you because they just want what's best for you. And typically, in their own point of view, what's best for you is safety. Mm-hmm. And love will come off as, hey, don't do that. And really what they're trying to say is, hey, I love you so much that I don't want to see you get hurt. And, you know, if you get hurt by exposing yourself to risk, then, you know, it's going to make me nervous, right? So expose yourself to bigger thinking and then make sure that you control what goes into your mind. What are you feeding yourself? I hope that it's something positive. Who are you surrounding yourself? I hope that they're also working on their personal development plan, as are you. And that you together as a team can grow in your trust, personal responsibility, and be successful together.
Yeah. All right. Obviously, I work in career services. Yeah. So did you ever utilize the resources career services offers while attending UCA? This could have been attending a career fair, having your resume reviewed, participating in a mock interview.
All of it. Absolutely. I love career services, Brianne. You know, when I was at UCA, I wanted to make the right decision. I'm a very loyal person. So I wanted to not take the decision of joining a financial firm lightly. So I went through multiple career fairs. I always went to the career fairs and I always talked to all the different industries because I wanted to see what their life was like. And I was, you know, I'm looking back at what I was doing. I maybe didn't really know exactly why I was doing it, but I was auditing for quality of life. So in the career fairs, I wanted to know, hey, how's the quality of this employer? You know, are they happy? And if they're not, then how can I expect to be happy in their company if they're not even happy, right? And then when I was going through the interview process, I made sure that prior to sending my resume to these firms, that it was audited by and reviewed by a professional. So yeah, my resume is probably still on file. So dig it up. It's probably somewhere in there, Brianne. So it was reviewed by Career Services. They helped me send it out to the right people at the right time. And, you know, I gained interviews at all these companies, and through those interviews and that selection process, I was able to find the right fit for me. So, yeah. Which was Northwestern Mutual.
Yeah. All right. Where can students or other listeners go if they would like to connect with you or if they have questions for you?
Yeah, absolutely. So once again, they can connect with me via social media, LinkedIn. They can go to my website, drew-gainer.com. So I'm here. I'm here to help. I love helping others, as you know, so much was done for me, and I'm a product of charity. And as so much was done for me and it continues to be done for me, I want to make sure that I give back to the community and to the university that's done so much for me. So I wouldn't be where I'm at if it wasn't for UCA and the organizations that I was a part of. So I'm extremely thankful for the opportunity. And I hope to connect with more students.
Thank you so much for joining us today and coming on and sharing more about your career path and the opportunities that you have for students at Northwestern Mutual, and just learning a little bit more about financial planning and all of the good stuff, because it is definitely something that like surrounds our everyday life, but sometimes students and like me, myself, don't think about it. Right. On the daily. So thank you so much for joining
You're
us.
Very welcome. And thank you, Brianne, for what you do. Thank you for, you know, bringing people to this platform and exposing our UCA students to, you know, great people. And, you know, I'm very excited. excited to partner with UCA and be able to serve in any capacity. And go Bears!
Thank you for listening to Noteworthy Networks. Support for this podcast comes from the University of Central Arkansas's Department of Career Services. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts, and be sure to follow the podcast on Instagram and Facebook at Noteworthy Networks and Career Services at UCA Career on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. We hope you'll listen in for the next guest and more career advice to come.